The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
You're about to listen to a Sue Clinch production. Should warn you, the following is not suitable for children. There's a lot of fucking swearing and stuff. To be honest, it's deeply inappropriate. And I actually think pretty fucking rude. Enjoy the show. Hope it gives you some comfort.
I am a man is who I am.
Hello, my darlings. Hello. Welcome once again to Anna Man's late time bedtime. What? Late night bedtime anecdote, where I recall some of the tales from my past. This one is a more recent tale, actually last week, in fact. It's not really a tale so much as just a sort of pissed off rant. If you're not sure who I am, well, I'm Anna Man, of course, actress, singer, barber, briefly in the 80s, who wasn't? I've been in everything and I've been cut from most things. I was, of course, in Henry VI, part 3. Point one, which was set inside a computer, didn't work. And of course, there have been a lot of requests for this recently. I was in the musical version of John Carpenter's The Thing, or The Thang, as we called it in America. Is it me? Is it you? Is it he? Is it who? Is the thing? Do, 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 do. Is it he? Is it she? Is it we? Should we flee from the thing? I gotta get out of this place. That dog just opened its face. Just who is the thing? Ba ba boopa, ba 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 boopa. I'm a thing, she's a thing. I guess in a way we're all just things. Why can't we just drop our guns and make love? Oh no, we can't, because there's a thing. Boom. Powerful stuff. And a very clever take on it, actually, because it turns out at the end the audience is the thing, which I thought was actually brilliant, but did leave the audience slightly pissed off, and a lot of them asked for refunds because it didn't really mean anything. So, darlings, lockdown has eased a bit, hasn't it? It seems, or has it? I don't know. No one knows. This is the thing. And I got in a bit of a fight with my best friend Sue Clinch. I don't know if you know her. She's living with me. We're sort of locked in together, which happened, basically, we got cut off just at the lockdown. You know that bit in, I don't know if you've ever seen Star Wars, but there's a bit where Han Solo, where he slides through the sort of door as it's coming down. It was like that, but with me trying to close the door and Sue Clinch just pushing her way in. She's not well, bless her. She's strong, but she's not well. She was desperate to go out. She grabs hold of me. She goes, Anna, the lockdown's been eased. The lockdown's been eased. We can go out. Let's go out. I said, no, darling. No. I don't think that's what they're saying, darling. They're saying, you know, stay at home, stay safe, but, you know, but stay alert, but or something.
She said, no. I said, Boris Johnson said we can just go out and do what we want.
I said, no, darling, that's literally not what... I don't think... I mean, I know it's confusing. I know it's vague, but I really don't think that's what they're going for.
Anna, they said we're going to do what we want.
I said, well, darling, what is it you want to do? And it turned out what she wanted to do was go out and strangle someone. And I said, no, darling, you can't do that.
Yeah, Boris Johnson said I can.
I said, darling, even if there wasn't a virus, even though if there wasn't a lockdown, you still can't strangle people.
Yeah, they said I can.
I said, darling, you're exactly, people like you really are the problem, you know. It's not that you're just that you're ignoring lockdown. You're using it as some sort of excuse to, well, to murder.
Go on, let me just strangle one person.
She's lost it. She's been inside way too long. She really has. Oh, so that was tough. So in the end, what I agreed to was I said, look, we won't do that. What we'll do instead is we will promenade like we did in the old days. So we did a promenade piece, promenade theatre, around the park. We did Jason and the Argonauts as a play. Sue was the boat, and I played all the other parts, and Mother popped up as Medusa. God, she's awful. She really is a monster. So, you know, that seemed to calm her down a bit. She's always like boats, or pretending to be boats, at least. So, yes, these anecdotes are coming out quite sporadically now, aren't they? It's sort of a case of you don't know. It's kind of a bit like when me and Sue used to play Blind Man's Gamut, which was where you would close your eyes and run down the street as fast as you can. At any point, Sue would just sort of push you over into the road. It was really good fun.
This was years ago. This was at least a year ago we used to play that. It's a bit like that, but with a podcast. You'll never know when it's coming, but when it comes, woohoo, look out. So I ask you, I plead with you, my darlings, my Patreons, and just my listeners, please do bear with me. It's strangely sporadic. My output is strangely sporadic. And I'm not talking about my movements. I'm talking about my podcast, obviously. Why would you think that? It was almost like just a poor excuse to say a dirty joke. But I am getting there. Let's just say we'll do 3 a week plus the show and Never the Twain Shall Meet. Should we say that? Anyway, just keep, if it's all right with you, just keep your eyes and ears peeled. Check the podcasts every morning and there might or might not be something. I took a week off my show and I had to do that because sometimes you just have to shut the doors, you know, close the curtains, gather up all your pants, sew them into a sort of pant parachute, get under the parachute, roll around in it screaming, I'm alive! And then obviously you need someone to unwrap the parachute and cut you out of it because by then you've really wrapped yourself and it was horrible. I couldn't breathe, you know. The worst thing is, I wanted to use that week to try and get some work done for my Saturday show, you know, rejigging it, formatting it. I end up wrapped in this parachute for a whole week. What was most upsetting, actually, was everyone just stepped over me, you know? I was completely cocooned in this parachute, and I don't know if you've ever done that thing. You know that thing where you really question if anyone is listening to you or gives a shit, you know, when you really feel abandoned by your family. So you just lie down in the middle of the room and pretend you're dead. And the problem is I'm so good at acting that normally they call an ambulance and at least it gets me some attention, you know, because it's awful. It's a worse, horrible feeling not getting attention anyway. But in this case, the reaction was utter indifference. Indifference? Indifference. Indifference? Indifference. And silence. I mean, they were gabbing on, as they always do. Hogg was going on about how different things would have been if Corbett had got in, and Mother was arguing that he was a communist and all this stuff, you know, and Sue Clinch was thumping a wall over and over. She'd just seen the film Old Boy. I don't know if you know that. It's a Korean movie. She saw it. It's horrible. It really is. And it's all about a man who gets kidnapped, locked away in this one room, and the only thing he has is a karate video or something, which he uses to just punch the wall repeatedly and get really good at fighting. So Sue was doing that, but obviously she's freakishly strong, so she's knocked out a lot of the conservatory and much of the second bathroom. It's completely plaster. The point is, I was lying there, wrapped up in this fucking parachute. I'm not even sure why I made it in the end. And for a long time, I was screaming and shouting, trying to get out. It was horrible. It really was. No one paid any attention. At one point, Mother tripped up on me, span round, and said she wished I'd never been born, which was brutal. And I would have been stuck there forever, except Sue eventually realised she didn't have any pants left. She gets through a couple of pairs a day. I won't say why. She's not well, bless her. Then she was hunting for some. She saw the pant parachute, tore off a few, and said, what are you doing under there, Anna? I said, darling, I've been here for hours. How could you not have seen?
I had no idea.
Well, what did you think I was?
I don't know. I thought someone had just done an art installation or something.
Who would do that, darling? Who would do that? There's only us here. No one else can get in or out.
I don't know.
Well, did you not wonder where I was?
I assumed you were in the toilet or something.
This is really quite upsetting. Get me out of this, will you, Sue? Get me out of this. So in the end, I basically had minutes to prepare the show. Literally, I was writing the show as the introduction was going out. Anyway, it was good fun. I don't know if you saw it. Kimberly Quiet was on it. Quiet, the pussycat doll. I think she had a good time. She taught me how to dance, which, you know, was very good fun. We played a game of Actor's Gambit. And my dear nephew Phil Dunning appeared with his mum Yvonne, which was really lovely. It really was. So make sure you tune into that this Saturday at 10 on twitch.tv/nextupcomedy. And in fact, some of my regular viewers will be very excited to know you can buy a ticket and sit on the Zoom, which will be fun. That's going to go up hopefully today. Please do, my darlings, keep sharing this, liking it, reviewing it, you know, because we feel like we're in a sort of, I feel like I've fallen down a well that has no bottom. And I'm not sure if I want to hit the bottom and just that be that, or keep going, hoping that it... I fall in some sort of, I don't know, underworld dinosaur world, you know, like a place where dinosaurs never died out. And I can just wander around, you know, and maybe meet a caveman, fall in love for once, for God's sake. So, yes, please do keep basically giving me this attention. Don't give me a detention. Give me the attention that I obviously desperately need. Shout out to all our Patreons. Thank you so much for your continued help. There are a few new ones. I think Martin. Martin's helping out. Thank you, Martin. Dean Smith, who calls himself Chuckle Muscle online, which is a bit of fun. Catherine. Kelly Hoglund. Lovely lady. Very kind, very generous. Steph Robson. Tamsin Wilkinson and Trevor Williams. If you're a Patreon fan and there's particular things you're interested in, want, obviously it's difficult for me to do more of the sort of extra stuff at the minute, because this is kind of like the extra stuff, I suppose, isn't it? But if there's something you think of that you'd like to do, or like to say, or like to be said, or talked about, or anything really, I don't mind, then please drop me a line. All right. That's the end, darlings. See you very soon. Hopefully in a couple of days. Love ya. Stay strong. You're the best. You really are. Some of you. One of you's the best. The rest of you are all great too. Bye.
That was a Sue Clinch production. I hope you enjoyed it. Please do listen to her regular podcast, Talking to Actors, every Wednesday, starting again soon. And if you want to be a Patreon, then do it. Go on Patreon. Look up Talking to Actors, Anna Man. Give us a quid. We're fucking starving here. Also, you can follow Anna and Colin on Twitter. Colin O Comedy. Anna Man Actress. Instagram, Facebook. You know what to do. And don't forget, every Saturday night at 10 in the evening, you can see Anna live on a new streaming show, Anna Man's Cheese Sex Self-Isolation Party, with special guests like Mae Martin, Nick Elm, and that lot. It's really good fun, and it's on twitch.com/nextupcomedy. Also, definitely follow Anna on her Facebook page, because she's going to put some exciting new things on there once she gets a finger out of her ass. And check out colinholt.net, which is going to be back up online soon, and there's more stuff on there. Alright, take care of each other. We'll get through this together.
Great Big Owl.